A southern Oklahoma town won't lose a major employer after all. Funding uncertainty impacts a state arts event, and bands and musicians are taking the stages in Norman this weekend. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 24th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Dollar Tree plans to reopen a new distribution center in southern Oklahoma to replace one that was destroyed in a tornado last year. Anna Pope reports on today's announcement.
After an EF4 tornado near Marietta struck the 1 million square foot distribution center last April, a company spokesperson said the warehouse would close because the facility could not be reopened in the foreseeable future. About 450 people worked at the center. But the company now says a new facility will be built after all. It's expected to be up and running by spring 2027. The center will be the same size and will include new technology. Officials say the region and Marietta are critical to the store's supply chain network, and it will bring about 400 jobs back to the state. This comes as the Michelin tire plant just north in Ardmore has wound down operations. That plant had about 1,400 employees. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Oklahoma Arts Council has suspended its annual conference due to funding issues. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
In a press release, the Oklahoma Arts Council cited uncertainty in state and federal funding for the arts as its reason for suspending the 2025 Oklahoma Arts Conference, which was scheduled to take place in Enid this fall. Since 2007, the conference has taken place every 2 years to provide professional development and networking opportunities to those contributing to the state's arts and cultural sectors. The council was established in 1965 to distribute federal funding from the National Endowment for the Arts to communities across the state. In the 90s, the council worked with the Capitol Preservation Commission to add paintings, murals, and sculptures to the Capitol Art Collection. I'm Hannah France.
A bridge spanning the dam at Fort Gibson Lake is closed indefinitely due to unsafe conditions. We get details from Grayson Wheeler.
The dam and its bridge are around half a mile long. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers started building the dam in 1942, impounding the Neosho River for flood control and hydroelectric generation. The bridge on top of the dam bears cars across the south side of Fort Gibson Lake on Highway 251. The Army Corps has been closely monitoring the bridge for years after structural degradation was identified. The Corps says there's no risk to the dam's integrity, but a recent inspection revealed the bridge's deterioration has sped up over the past 5 months, and it's now unsafe to drive on. There are tentative plans to start replacing the bridge in 2026, but the Oklahoma Department of Transportation says it's unclear whether repairs will allow the road to reopen before then. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Norman Music Festival kicks off tonight with dozens of live performances set for the next few days. Ryan LaCroix has a preview of the annual event.
More than 200 bands, songwriters, and DJs take over 18 stages in downtown Norman this weekend. Bands will mostly play indoor venues and one outdoor stage tonight, but a total of 4 outdoor stages will be active on Friday and Saturday. Headlining bands include Seattle surf rockers La Luz, Detroit hip-hop producer Apollo Brown, and Oklahoma singer-songwriter Ken Pomeroy. The 3-day festival is open to the public and for attendees of all ages. Saturday's lineup includes a kids' fest with music by Kindy Rockers Sugar-Free All-Stars, as well as a Wicked sing-along. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.